If you've ever felt like you have things to say, you have things to name, you see realities that other people can't, you're sensitive, you're intuitive, and yet you hide all of that beneath the veneer of gentleness and non-judgmental acceptance, this one's for you. This is the Healer's Journey. My name is Inga Brewer. I'm your host. And today we are talking all about the challenge of being a kind, open-hearted, healing presence in the world, but also holding sharp, life-changing insight. It's about the fear we have of our own power. So I don't know if this resonates for you, but this has been the biggest one for me. Very early on in my journey, I was doing a clairvoyant training, and we did some readings on each other about our past lives. And I will remember this probably till my dying day, because it was simultaneously really funny and also like so on point about some of my core fears, okay? I'm sitting across from this woman, and she's tapping into my energy, and she is doing a past life reading, and she starts telling me things. She says, okay, I see you. You're like a Viking, and you're coming off a ship, and you're running. And I go, no, I can't see anymore. I don't want to see anymore. And so what she was seeing was me in this male Viking body, apparently raping and pillaging people. So I thought this was so hilarious at the time that I told all my friends this story. It was like the perfect way to tell them, hey, I'm doing a clairvoyant training, and hey, I'm not taking it that seriously, and hey, how funny is this? It actually became the name on the back of my shirt in our softball league, the Viking. But the undercurrent there, the truth underneath that, it really hit at something very true and very deep for me. I was terrified of my own power. I was terrified that if I would be in my most powerful, true self, that I would hurt other people. Now, yes, I do have some trauma around that. That did come to be confirmed in some way. I've had to do a lot of work to de-shame myself. But today, it's not about me. It's about all of us, and it's about liberating our power, liberating our truth, liberating our soft and true voices that we've been hiding beneath a veneer of softness, gentleness, malleability, palatability, relatability. So you might recognize that this has a hold on you. When you go into certain environments and you feel like you can't really exist there as yourself, so you work really hard to fit in. You work really hard to please others. You work really hard to make the space comfortable for everybody else while shrinking yourself. So I used to think I was an introvert because I did this so much. So after gatherings, of course, I was exhausted because I would figure out what the room needed, and I would learn to become it. So now I know that's called masking. I'm on my own journey of thinking about my own neurodivergence. And yes, my brain probably doesn't work like the average person. And yes, I've worked tremendously hard to hide that and to fit in to different places. But the point I'm wanting to make here is that I thought I was an introvert because I was doing all of that work. So after being with people, I would feel really tired and needing some time alone to recharge. Now, through my journey of energy healing, I found a world where I truly belong. Like my brain works in conjunction with the way we look at the world in energy healing. My brain has a, I have a very strong systems thinking. I view things as spiralic. It's a setup where my truth is really welcomed. It is invited. And so the more and more I've done energy healing work with other people, the more and more I've become really my true self. And what I've noticed is I've allowed that to transpire and to bleed over into my everyday real life as well. I'm not working so hard to fit in anymore because I know that I'm creating a new world. I am creating something that is kinder and juster and generally sweeter, but not from a fawning place anymore. Not from a place where I am so afraid of if I speak my truth. And even if I didn't know what that was, I didn't know what my truth was ever, really. But I knew that if I spoke it, it felt dangerous. It felt shameful. It felt like it was going to be cause to reject me. So I never let that. Let's talk a little bit about why this block exists in the first place and why so many of us have it. This is the block that is often referred to as the witch wound. The witch wound essentially says that if you are too intuitive, too powerful, too clear-sighted, and that you will be harmed in some way. So it's not a surprise that if your brain works a little bit differently, if you have access to a bit of a different reality than most people, that you want to keep that under wraps. Because historically, and this really did happen, the people who didn't fit in the sanctioned systems were persecuted. That's something in history that happened that doesn't, it doesn't stop and go away. Like that lives in our bodies. It lives in our DNA. It lives in our patterns that we've received from our parents, our grandparents. The world that time was explicitly not safe for especially women to live their power in ways where it was not sanctioned. So, a woman living without a husband, a woman living without children, a woman speaking truth to power, a woman with knowledge that would allow for a lot of power in their community, herbalism, midwifery, somebody. And it wasn't just women, the witch hunts, but somebody who had power in a way that didn't align with the structures and the ideas that were imposed at that time. They were systematically suppressed. And now, if we think that doesn't exist anymore today, we are sorely mistaken. You're hearing some intensity in my voice because we have felt this the whole time. We were afraid for a reason. On the surface level, yeah, women are encouraged to be powerful. We've done a lot of work societally, culturally, to allow little girls to become the full spectrum of who they are. What is currently happening in the States, and I've been having a lot of lunches with Russian ladies who have fled Russia because of the war and the patriarchy in Russia. They have told me this specifically. There are people out there who want power to be codified. Men have a certain role, women have a certain role. So since that has become abundantly clear on the political theater of the United States, I have been feeling this sense of like the gloves have come the fuck off. And it's clear now what we're up against. All of this was subterranean and could be felt and could be sensed. And so if you've had this block, you were right. That's the absurd thing. You were right to be afraid. And I really believe this is the moment. This is the fork in the road moment. Do we make them more right by swallowing our truth? Do we submit to this proposal of power, of how power should be held? Or do we say, fuck no? I am a woman who has a certain sight. I am a woman who has a certain intuition. I am a woman who can create world. I am a woman who is powerful beyond freaking belief. And it is time. It continues to be time for that power with, that power to love, that power to continue to create a world where all of us can belong. A world where all of us can be who we are. A world where each of us has access to deep care, deep love. So each of us can be resourced. Each of us can be all that we can be. Am I saying that as a healer, doing your healing sessions, you now need to go and say every truth, half-baked truth that is going through you because it's like sacred and powerful? No, actually, I'm not. What I am saying is, like, let yourself not be afraid of your own power, of your own sight, of your own truth. Let it mature in you. Let it percolate in you such that you can create the world that you are here to create. There's this beautiful quote that I had on my Facebook group many times. If you don't feel like you belong in this world, it is because you are here to build a new one. And your intuition and your sight and your desire is key to that. So that leads me to another element I want to bring here. There has been this massive con job somehow, this hoodwinking that makes us women, many of us women, afraid of our own desires, ashamed of our own appetites, ashamed of our needs, ashamed of our wants. And it is time we blow the lid off of that. Because what happens when we're ashamed of our needs and our wants and our desires and our pleasure? We don't have access to our power. Then all we can do is reach outside of ourselves to the sanctioned systems of power that are there. We can shop more. We can fawn more. We can all of these things. So, shame. I am no stranger to shame. I told you I had a trauma story before, but shame wasn't born then, but it took root in me, believing that my desires would lead to harm. And that is the big overarching story, the mythos of women as evil. But what I've actually seen to be true, and this has literally been my work for over a decade, the work has been to help my clients, probably 80% women, get really soft and true, really connected to their own bodies, connected to their own truth, connecting to their own energies. And what I've seen time and time again, yes, somewhere in the middle there, in the process of connecting to the truest truth, there is rage and there is fierceness and there is a desire to fuck shit up and to destroy. That does exist. On occasion, that's exactly what is needed. But what I've also observed is when they go another layer underneath that and another layer underneath that, under the fierceness, under the anger, there is a hurt, there is grief, and often there is vision. And there is so much love. When a woman connects with her truth, with her center, with the part of her that is soft and knowing, She wants to create worlds that are truer, kinder, more welcoming, where everyone can be exactly who they are. And I don't think there's one time where I didn't see that being true. So what do I want to leave us with in this super big episode? What do I want to lead us with? Leave us with. My love, you're not too big. You're not too intuitive. You're not too silly. Of course, there's such a thing as context. And other people's nervous systems might not be able to handle the bigness of yours. That doesn't make it your problem. But you can learn to move in spaces and to create spaces where your bigness is totally welcomed and cherished. You can create those places for yourself. You can join those spaces that already exist. And by doing that, we actually just simply create more spaces and we create more tolerance in each other to be with each other as we are. So the wisest way through this blog might not be what I think we all think in the back of our head, oh, I shouldn't have this block. I should just be as true as I can be in any context. I don't think that's the wisest way. I think the wisest way is to create contexts where you can be your truest self, to create spaces where you can be that, to join them, and to be really kind and compassionate to the people whose nervous system just can't handle the bigness of your joy because it triggers their own lack of joy. And being kind and compassionate with the people who don't are threatened by your capacity to see clearly what's happening in a system because they feel fragile and afraid and in need of control. I believe compassion is really the way through. And if we can be compassionate with each other and not make this into a big war, can be compassionate, but clear and standing in our truth. I think it is really in our power to transform the systems that we're already part of, to be more just, to be kinder. I'm going to name that, and this episode scared me to record. It's probably the biggest block. I used to be so in the grips of the idea that I would die with my song inside of me. I knew I had things to share with the world, but I didn't know what they were, how I would say them. I didn't know the format of them. This podcast is part of a big reclamation for me. I've been wanting to do it since 2017. I've had the name The Healer's Journey, I think, since 2017. What I want to tell you about that is this. Let it take time. Let it take time. I think that's another wise feminine principle. Allow things to take the time they take. If you're meant to be a healer in this life, it's not like a 5-minute flash in the pan thing. It's a lifelong journey. So if you know you have things to say, if you have worlds to create, if you have systems to destroy, let it go at the pace your nervous system can actually handle. Take a deep breath. Rome wasn't built in a day, nor is the world we're creating. But what I do know is that if we can stay connected to the pulse of the truth here by grounding, by connecting with the earth, by giving ourselves a sweet Reiki session, by connecting with the friends who get it and we don't have to mask with, we're already doing the most important work. Being who we are. So, nothing to whisper today. The only thing I will ask of you is that you care for yourself as the sacred world-creating being that you are today. Drink a little bit more water. Go to bed a bit earlier. You're not a goddess. You're human. And that in itself is worth the world. With much love. This has been The Healer's Journey with Inga Brewer, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Music is by Lana Chakra. Follow me on Instagram to join the conversation.